Part 6. About Your Personality. Recording 3.
What kind of person do you think you are?
Well, I'm a fairly reserved person, but I liked asking questions in class when I was a student.
Would you say you have lots of friends, or just a few?
Not so many, but not really a few either, I suppose. There are about 7 people that I see quite a bit of now. They are my good friends.
What are your fears and strongholds?
I'm afraid of speaking in public, and that's not very good. I suppose a strong point is that I like developing new things and ideas.
Thank you for the answers.
Recording 4.
What would your friends tell me about you?
Answer A. I believe they would tell you that I am reliable and provide them with clear guidance whenever they are caught in difficult situations. Answer B. They would tell you that they can count on me when the chips are down. I have loaned friends money, let them stay with me when they need a place to stay, and have been very supportive. They would also tell you that I am an active person and have a lot of fun and like to go camping, skiing and dancing.
How did you get along with other people?
Answer A. I try to talk with my colleagues and friends from the same perspective. I listen to their opinions and ideas and tell them mine in return. Answer B. I get along with people very well. I enjoy their company and doing things with them. I am supportive of people, both those above and below me on the chain of command. I enjoy seeing my co-workers socially, but I understand when some co-workers prefer not to socialise with other co-workers.
How did you handle tensions with your boss?
Answer A. I try to reduce creating tension with my boss by communicating. Answer B. I try to speak with my boss directly when I feel that there is a problem. I strongly believe that honest and open communication is the best way to have a good relationship and keep tension to a minimum. Unfortunately, there will always be some tension in such relationships.
What have you learned about dealing with people at work?
Answer A. I learn to share our strengths and knowledge, which works out well for all of us. Answer B. This is one of the more challenging areas at work. I've learned that people often have trouble understanding each other. We often do not really hear what people say. That is why I am always careful when I communicate with people at work. I want them to understand me. I'm also careful to listen to them, because I want to understand them.